Now, one more story about the legacy of 9/11 and the wars that have followed.
My full name is Mohammed Yousafi. From 2008, I started working with the Marines.
Mohammed paid a steep price for serving as an interpreter for U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
The Taliban found out that I was working with Americans and helping them, and they came into my dad and they took him, they tortured him, and they killed him, and they threw him on the water.
Mohammed's family begged him to quit. Eventually, he did and went home to Kandahar, but the Taliban thought he was still working for the Americans.
So what they did, they kidnapped my little brother, and they sent me a ransom letter that I have to pay them $35,000. If I don't pay that, they will kill my little brother and put it next to my dad's grave.
Mohammed paid the ransom, and his brother was released. At that point, Mohammed decided he and his family had to get out of Afghanistan. They moved to Pakistan and went into hiding. And Mohammed asked one of the Marines he worked with, a close friend now, to help him get a U.S. visa. Then he waited, and he waited.
I was waiting for 3 years. Finally, I got my visa. So I got here to the United States on January 21st of 2014. I came in here to San Francisco. I knew that Adrian is waiting for me outside. The Marine captain who I used to work with, he was waiting for me. Not just him, there's a group of people, like 20, 25 people up there. And Adrian was telling me that usually when the military personnel are coming back from deployment and they want to come back to, so like usually their family members or their friends go in to say thanks for what they done. So they did the same thing for me. They're still helping me. They're still trying to help my family, trying to bring them over here to the state. So all those people that try to help me, now they're helping my family. Like, I'm here physically, but I'm not here mentally because I'm always thinking about them, about my family.
Mohammed Yousafi, a former interpreter for American forces in Afghanistan, now living here in the U.S.